Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! And welcome to a new round of Cinema Wars. This is a super exciting round of Cinema Wars, actually. This is the 10th round. This is the 10th one. We're going through 10 of these, which means we're also drawing closer to the end to find out who's the champion. But besides all that, I'm DJ Ace. I have three contestants here with me today, Anna, Tyler, and Peyton. Say what's up, guys.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What up?
All right. I really need to change that line. This is like the 10th time. I need to fix that. Anyway, so I feel like today's question is fairly epic for the 10th round. So, given the release of Batman versus Superman and Civil War a month and a week away, something like that, which we're all stoked for, we are going to discuss like dream versus movies. So each of these guys are going to have a specific 1v1 that they would like to see happen, and then we're going to move on from there. So, Anna, I want to know, what is your pick?
I went a little crazy on this one. I went for Ash from The Evil Dead versus Finn from Sharknado.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Better.
I do. All right. All right. Tyler, what is your pick?
Okay, so given the recent movies, I picked Iron Man and Batman.
And Peyton.
I actually kind of went down the same path as Tyler there. I have Thor against Superman.
Now, I shouldn't say this, but there's a YouTube channel that does this exact thing, and I've seen both of these fights, so I know how they end. But that's besides the point.
Is it actual like fights, or is it like the epic rap battle type thing?
No, it's the actual fight.
Okay, good.
And actually, I have a follow-up question for all of you. I think it's a relevant question. So, Anna, is this going to be live action or animated?
Let's go with live action.
Okay. Tyler, same question.
I mean, can you not go live action? I feel like it has to be live action.
And Peyton?
Ditto.
All right. I think it's an important distinction, so I just wanted to make that clear real quick. All right. Sounds good. All right. So now we're just going to give me your spiel real quick, starting with Anna.
Okay, so what makes mine so amazing is even if you're not a fan of either one of these movies, you cannot deny the fact that two guys with chainsaws like going at each other in a battle would not be amazing. So let's be honest, that's my first thing, but I'm going to let them talk a little bit and I'll come back later.
All right, Tyler, give me your spiel.
Okay, so I thought about this and I wanted a fight, one of those fights that just like it never seems to end. I want people that are too evenly matched. And Iron Man and Batman are these two ordinary guys. They don't have any superpowers, but they do have money and they do have the brains to get technology to fight each other. And I think that that with that being said, that they would be an even match, and it would be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right, and Peyton.
With mine, I was thinking two superheroes that are well-known on planet Earth that are from completely different universes, and just seeing how they attack each other differently because they're both seen as gods on their planets. And, well, not really Superman. He's thought of as a god when he comes to Earth. But just seeing those two clash on Earth and from different universes would be pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, I have things to say, but I'll hold on to it. I'll end it with that. All right. Now it's time for the part that matters, the part where you tell me why yours is better. So have at it.
All right, first, Anna.
What's up?
If you're going with chainsaws, you got to go Texas Chainsaw Massacre and try and throw in that guy.
Okay, you know what?
Because Sharknado, those
this.
Are not real movies. Come on now.
Oh, and Evil Dead is a bunch of possessed zombies
I've never even heard of Evil
Dead. Yeah, I have not either.
Well, okay. Let me explain. Evil Dead is it's a series where basically it's possessed zombies going and eating their friends.
Wait, is this on Sci-Fi or whatever?
No, it's just like cult classic, basically.
Oh.
So it's got Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. And it's just, and then in the third one, he goes back in time. I don't remember if he cuts off his own hand and replaces it with a chainsaw, but he loses an arm, replaces it with a chainsaw, none of these are realistic. And even if you're going for realism, superheroes, guys.
I mean, that's not realism, but like, either, but those
so quit contradicting yourself.
No, I'm being realistic in the fact that any two people can just pick up chainsaws and go at it.
True.
So what really makes that special? I mean, I could see that in
because
the street
these guys,
in LA.
We've got, they're both like the heroes of the stories, essentially. And you've got one guy that's like, he's got like these possessed zombies that he's like killing and whatnot. The other guy's like smashing up sharks and tornadoes and stuff, which is pretty cool if you ask me.
Well, but have you actually seen those movies? They are poorly made and just awful.
They're hilarious.
They are awful.
That's beside
and
the point.
Honestly,
though,
if you're going chainsaws, you cannot leave out Texas Chainsaw Massacre at
well,
all.
Then we,
so
you
that right
know.
There, you just hurt yourself there.
No, I thought about that, but the thing is, if I included that, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that he would win, I guess, either one of them.
I give you that. Okay.
That so wouldn't be a good fight, though. It's not a good fight.
Be, yeah,
it's two chainsaws. Whoever gets the first jab wins.
But that's
so, like,
not
if me and Tyler were going, I have a longer reach than Tyler, so I would probably win unless he, like, comes around
okay,
and cuts
no, no,
my
no,
arms
no, no,
off.
No, 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 no. I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. Shush your mouth. Okay. So. Okay. You got the chainsaws. That's one thing. Shut up. So, you've got the chainsaws, first of all. But then, what if, like, in this movie, like, they manage to, like, the one guy, like, controls, like, the zombies, but not the other guy controls the sharks. Like, they manage to do that somehow. And then it's, like, an epic battle of, like, tornado sharks versus, like, evil zombies going
but
at each other.
That's
and
not
then, no,
that's
I'm not done
happens.
Yet. I'm not done
that's
yet.
That's not
I'm not
what
done.
Happens.
Well, that's the whole point of this whole debate, is
I
that
mean,
these things don't happen.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Tyler
now.
Your fight's not about the people. It's more about the money. So I could see Donald Trump joining in on your fight
and
throwing in
real,
the money to get this
I
stuff.
Like it. I like the fact that they're real people, that this is something that we could actually see someday in the future. Maybe not our time, but Superman, it's gods. Like, you can't
Superman
really kill
and,
gods,
wait,
and I feel like Superman's not really a god, no, but he has.
But this is my stuff he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, they're just. I'd like to see somebody who does have faults. Like, Iron Man has the heart fault where he can shut down. Batman has the old age, the technology.
Being
he has
Ben
to
Affleck,
use
that's a big downfall.
Well, and then at the same, and the Superman and Thor would just, there would never be a winner. They're basically immune. Like, what could they actually do to make it a good fight? It's just
Thor could put some kryptonite on his hammer.
Well, then
Superman
would have
could
no chance.
Easily find
then
a way.
That's not a good fight.
Yeah, it is, because Superman could get Loki to help him out, because you know Loki's not all a big fan about.
But this is
this is
a 1v1.
It is
1v1,
but you know everyone finds a loophole behind it. Civil War, that's supposed to be 1v1, but then the Winter Soldier comes in and helps out Captain America because Captain America's trying to get him away from
all the trouble that's going on.
That's still 1v1. That's still 1v1. And two gods going up against each other, that would cause a war. Just like, I mean, Iron Man versus Batman, that wouldn't really cause a war. It would just cause everyone that's rich to throw money and bets down on it. Because, yeah, you would get a winner, which you want, but then again, with this battle, they can always find something different. Like, Superman could find a way to kill Thor.
I just
Thor
don't feel like they're evenly
kill
matched.
Superman.
I feel like they have to find loopholes in each other's abilities
and they will,
to have a fight.
But that's
I don't
what
think
the
that's
fight
a
is.
Good fight. I want Iron Man and Batman to go mano a mano because they are on equal skill level. There's no loopholes. There's just skill involved. They're going to use their tactics and their fighting style to see who wins.
No. There is not just skill involved.
True.
All they have is money.
That's all they have.
They don't have real...
I mean, you can throw money into a car. That doesn't mean that you know how to drive it.
That doesn't even make
true,
sense.
But
it does make sense. You have to know how to use your technology.
That's true.
You train.
But
you have to use your equipment.
But if you look at it,
okay,
Iron Man, or Tony Stark, he knows about the weapons. He helps create the weapons. Batman does not. He has the guys for that. So really, Iron Man could come up with his own stuff. Batman has to go and buy it and think of other ways and get told how to use it, pretty much. And I don't think that's right because technology fails.
Batman does have a long background in training, and that I think that will play a bigger factor than Tony Stark's. Because Tony Stark, he doesn't really have a good fighting style, but yet he does have the superior technology. With that being said, that's where it kind of evens out, where I think it becomes more even. I think with Batman's background and his fighting style, there's just, you never know what really is up his sleeve.
Well, the thing is, though,
he doesn't
have
any sleeves. He has, oh, wait, yeah, he does. I'm thinking about
he has gloves over the sleeves. But I think with the thing, though, like, it is mostly about the money, and that's what I find stupid, especially with superheroes. It should not be about the money and like, oh, I can spend more money on this and I can win. And like I said earlier, Donald Trump can just come in and throw money down and try and get some weapons and join in on the fight. And even like professional athletes or other rich people, they could come in and join the fight and throw money down on technology and start shooting people up.
Well, I like the realistic view, but I don't like the fact that some alien was thrown into this earth on a pod and be like, oh, well, he has all these powers. He's the best man in the world, or Thor, where he just comes out of Valhalla and was like, well, I'm here. Might as well do some work.
Well, I mean, Thor had a reasoning. Superman, not really, but Thor did have a reasoning. He came to Earth to get the Tesseract, to beat up Loki, to try and get him away from the planet, to try and keep all what is happening from happening. And the thing with those two going up against each other, I find more interesting than Batman and Superman going up against each other, because kind of like what you said with the equals. Like, that is not equal, even with a suit made out of kryptonite. That is still not equal, because he will find a way to burn your money, and, well, you can't do anything about it. But with Superman, Superman against Thor, I just see it literally two different worlds coming together to a third world.
But they're not really.
And they're really just going at it and just trying to get out of each other's way and just fight with the style.
I don't like
from
the fact
planets.
That there's two people that are invincible, because then. Because then, really, how do you even gauge the fight? Like, if there's no faults in those two characters,
there will be. That's, they always find faults. There's always faults.
But you shouldn't have to find
a fault. In every single fight, there's never going to... Well, every single superhero movie, if superheroes go up against each other, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have a winner. They're going to end up joining sides, and that's what I find annoying. With this one, I feel like they wouldn't join sides, that they would just keep fighting until they really wear the other one out or end up... killing them.
What would they be fighting over, though? That's what I want to know.
That's not on the agenda today.
I want to
know.
That's
another story for a different day.
Different things. I mean, you still have the Tesseract involved. I know that's not with the DC comics, but if you bring them together, you can easily find a way to bring them in. Or say their worlds are going at it for a different reason, and those two are just the leaders at the time, and they go at it. Like, there's many different scenarios you could have from that. Why are two chainsaws going after each other? See who has a bigger chainsaw?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of weird.
I mean,
they're just overcompensating for something else.
Wow.
I just really don't like the Thor and Superman idea. I just really don't. I don't like the idea of, like, okay, so, and plus their powers are on such different levels because they're different. Thor has the hammer, really strong. But Superman can fly. Like, how do you even meet those two together?
Thor can fly with his hammer.
Yeah.
I guess
Superman
he can.
Has the laser eyes. Superman can, well, melt things with his eyes. He took a bullet to the eyeball, and it just fell. I mean, there's a bunch of different things you could really do with this.
Not the best movie ever.
But. It really was not, but we're not talking about the actual movies.
We're not talking
that's just,
about movies.
Yeah,
here. I know. Batman has a string of movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Clooney, for example. But,
I just truly like the fact that even if it is about money, because these are real people. These are people that say, hey, I want to make a difference in the world, and they go after it.
But you kind of already had
blessed.
That.
They weren't just blessed with the thing, oh, well, I'm great because I was born great. I think those fights
well,
have
I'm
more
great because
behind
I have
it.
Money. That's not very
exciting.
Have you
met Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? He thinks he was born great as well, but...
I mean, can we deny him, though?
A little bit, but... not really as an actor, but as the person, yes. But the thing is, I lost my train of thought. That's probably not good. But the thing is, oh, yeah, the first Iron Man, that was about money. With Tony Stark's partner, it was about money. That's what this one's going to be. It's going to be the same thing, only there's not going to be an end. They're going to be like, hey, let's put our money together and let's make more technology and go.
Yeah, but like, why does it matter if it's money as long as the money's being used for something good? Because really, I mean,
money's
is that
be used
an issue?
To, like,
I mean, if they're using money to try and kill each other, I don't see how that's
for
good.
I mean, why
good,
are we even
but...
talking about the money issue? Because I feel like the money has nothing to do with the fight overall itself.
I feel like it
that
would,
doesn't
though,
take
like...
away for that doesn't take away from the fight. It's still going
to
be Iron Man.
I feel like
it's
the first one to
Batman.
Run out of money is going to lose.
How so?
Because they're both
it's
rich
skill.
And they use their money to get all these fancy things.
They
that...
do get all these fancy technologies, but that's not the point of the fight. The point of the fight is just one guy versus. That has nothing to do with money. They're not going to, hey, well, I have $2 billion. Well, I have $3 billion. That's the game. Fight. No, they're still going to fight.
Well, no,
they still
I
have
see
to have skills.
To...
They still have to use their skills and hone them to try to outplay the other.
But I just say,
character.
I think they would just be fighting to see who's the better person, who's the biggest role model or the face or like the sexiest man alive or whatever. I feel like that's what they would be fighting over and not over something that actually matters.
I mean, I still understand why Thor or Superman would be fighting.
Again, like, there's a bunch of different...
Peyton, we have reality shows for that. We don't need to make a full movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's basically like a reality show.
I can give you an instance of where Iron Man and Batman would have a conflict. And that instance would be how they view themselves as a hero. Batman thinks that you should be hidden as a character because anybody can be... That makes anybody out there seem like a hero. Iron Man has a different narcissist approach where he's like, well, I'm the hero here. If you have a problem, come to me. And I think that's where those two would conflict. And I think that's why it'd be a great fight, because those two have such a deep connection with what they believe in that when their beliefs clashed,
well, that's
really,
why
it becomes a good
fight. If you really think about it, though, that's Marvel and that's DC. Those are the completely different. DC, they're all more hidden characters. Marvel, they're not. The Avengers are well known. Captain America was known right away. Iron Man was basically known right away. Thor was known right away.
I mean,
Hulk
Superman's
was basically
not known, at
known
all.
Right away.
Superman's
exactly.
also a hidden character.
That's what I'm saying. DC's hidden, Marvel's not. And that's why I think that's not a great argument, because that's just the different worlds of the comic books. But I'm just saying that seeing two completely different people coming to a different planet and just going at it and basically getting a war from two different planets coming down to Earth would kind of be cool, because you just see completely different worlds showing what they have
but
completely
at
differently.
At the same time, like, why do they have to fight on this world?
Because that's where Superman's on Earth right now.
Well,
Thor has come to
exactly.
Earth a few times. But I'm just saying, like, even their planets could go to war and then they end up
and
on a different planet.
The...
Like, there are so many different planets where they have gone to war at. Like, in the second Thor, they went through, like, 13, 15 different planets that aren't even real, and they started fighting on those. Like, it doesn't matter which planet, it's just where they happen to end up. And it doesn't even have to be Earth. Just those two in a fight, I think, would be a good fight. Because they have different powers. It's not about the technology, it's about who they are and where they come from, pretty much, rather than what they were raised from.
Yeah, but, like, yours is just not... I just don't think yours is very good, because it's almost like you could have set this up at any time. These two characters of mine, Iron Man and Batman, had to develop into these people. They had to go through training. They had to do all these different things that made them who they are. Yours were just born that way. Thor was just born with a hammer. Superman was just born with laser beams
coming
out of his
eyes.
Iron Man
was just born with money, and he's
no,
grown
he wasn't.
Up
he
building
had to work
weapons.
To it. He had to.
If you watch,
he
the
was
first...
a genius. I watched the first movie when he was younger. His father noticed his genius. He honed his genius to become rich. What's wrong with that?
There's a lot
right,
wrong with that. Actually,
here's the problem I have
being
with both
smart
of yours.
And making money.
Okay. All right. Here's the problem I have with both of yours, and you just said it yourselves. These guys were all like born with something, whether it's money, whether it's the superpowers themselves. My characters.
I can go buy a chainsaw.
I have to
anywhere.
Disagree.
Let me finish.
I have to disagree also.
Let me finish. Okay. So, yeah, you can either be, you're born with superpowers, you're born with money. Okay, either way. These guys that I had, they had to like figure this out. At the beginning of The Evil Dead, I know you guys haven't seen it, so I have to explain this. But like, he was scared to death of what was going on, understandably. I mean, if your friends are just becoming like possessed zombies and trying to eat you, obviously you would be terrified. But he manages to figure this out, and he fights them off, and then he goes back in time, and he has to like fight these other like history people. I don't remember who they were because I haven't seen it in a while, but that's beside the point. And the other guy in Sharknado has to figure out how to fight flying sharks. He doesn't have that ability naturally within him. Like, you're not
daily
just born.
Daily struggle flying sharks.
You're not way. Born with
are
the ability.
Are they really flying, or are they just stuck
well,
in a tornado?
Is there a difference?
Yes.
There is a difference. There is a
big
difference. Well, there is a tornado, but that's also beside the point, so quit trying to distract me. So.
My bad.
Exactly. Yeah. So, where would you made me lose my train
well,
of thought. Okay.
I would like to throw out there that my two characters did have incredible struggles like that. They weren't just born with money. First of all, they made their own revenue, too. They...
No,
Iron Man became a hero after his death.
Iron Man's dad made the revenue for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Same with
without
Batman.
Him really
okay.
knowing. Batman,
but
he didn't have his parents.
The money
so,
doesn't
I mean.
Make the hero. The money doesn't make the hero. The money does not.
No,
is what
His parents were still filthy rich.
Okay. It did make Iron Man at first. The money did make Iron Man at
first.
He
did, but then he changed ways when he was sent to that camp. He almost died. He didn't have any money in there. He still, him and that guy, built the suit. He escaped, became Iron Man.
Because he had the money to do so.
Oh, because when he was in a camp in the middle of a cave, he had the money. He's like, oh, yeah, just, we're just going to end on these parts.
I forgot about that.
If that's a camp, I'd never want to go to a camp ever again. That was a horrible camp. But
a prison camp?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to go there either.
I would not want to go there.
Speaking of which, Batman also had to get out of a prison camp.
So did Bane.
He didn't have any money either.
Neither did Bane. But
two different directions, though.
Very true. But with my characters, though, they're not just born with and like, oh, hey, I have these powers. I can use them. I'm the greatest thing ever.
It really is, though.
It kind
not
of
really.
Is,
Clark
though.
Kent came down to Earth and was basically trying to be normal until stuff happened. I mean, he became a journalist. He was doing all this stuff. He didn't really just come down to Earth and be like, you know what? I'm going to find me a villain. I'm going to start melding him with my eyes.
You obviously
well,
haven't,
I'm not
you
make
obviously
an argument
haven't
against
watched
Superman
Smallville.
Because I've never actually watched Superman before. But for Thor, that's exactly what happened.
That is
well,
exactly
yes,
what happened.
That is what happened with Thor. But the thing is, he had to earn the hammer, though. He didn't just, oh, hey, I have this hammer. No, he had to earn it. He had to earn it from his dad.
Did
he
Loki
had to get the
really
right.
had the chance, though?
Yeah, Loki
I mean,
did.
We're not talking about Loki here. I mean, if we were, that'd be a completely different direction. But,
well, no, but we're saying, like, was there any other option besides Thor to inherit the hammer? Would they have really given it to Loki?
Probably.
No, they wouldn't.
How do
no.
you know? Because I watched
because
the movie.
Loki.
So did I, but if Thor wasn't even thought of, then Loki
like
would have easily
some,
got that.
Some
exactly.
crazy far
That's
tangents
what I'm saying.
Here.
But he had to earn his right to get the hammer. He had to fight to go get the hammer. He had to go through S.H.I.E.L.D., basically, to try and get this.
But you're acting
thing
like nobody else's
him.
Characters had hardships because.
Well, you're
all
saying
of our
he just
yeah.
was given everything. He wasn't really given everything. He had to work for
I'm
his
I'm not
stuff
saying they were
well.
Given anything. I'm saying that they were born with a superhuman ability that other people will not have. Is there anything stopping Bill Gates from becoming Batman if he so wished? Or Iron Man, if he so wished.
Age, honestly.
I mean, but is it, though? If he made a robot suit, could he not be Iron Man? He could.
You have to have some, like,
probably could, but
something.
Again, that's where the money comes in. I mean, now,
I
if we were all geniuses,
money...
like, because I can't make a suit like that.
So
I would need the money
is
to make
you would
the suit
rather
like
believe
that.
In fantasy than reality?
I mean, that's not really
that's
reality. No
well,
one's ever done it yet.
Movies,
so far, I mean. It is still fantasy. Until someone does it, it's not reality. It's still fantasy.
But I like the that's idea deep. Of the possibility of this actually happening.
Hey, there could be life on other planets that we don't know about.
Yeah,
different
there could
galaxies.
Be tornadoes full of sharks for
okay,
all you know.
There
no,
could be Valhalla.
No.
He's going to send down a hammer
that.
God.
Hey, you never know, man.
I guess I don't.
Thor might be real.
All right.
People
good.
Thought gorillas were a hoax until like 2002 or something.
I don't believe that one.
It's so true.
Have you seen Planet of the Apes?
Well, not 2002, but like...
Have you
like...
seen my grandfather?
Anywho.
Whoa.
Is that... All right, that's some good discussion, but... We're...
Wait, his grandfather being a gorilla?
No. No, that is pointless.
Okay.
Anyway, but we need to wrap things up, because we still have a speed round to do. So...
That was quick.
I'm going to tally some points up here, and then declare thy winner. All right. You all had some good arguments, unfortunately, there can only be one.
So sad.
Yeah, you had a really good strong start, Anna, but then you kind of dropped off for
I
the
did,
second
yeah.
half. So you do get the creative points, though, on your choice. So between Tyler and Peyton, I'm going to have to give it to Tyler because you... there. I mean, there. You guys had a lot, so it's impossible to keep track of everything. But... the instant you said you want a winner, and that was one of his arguments against yours, that's kind of what did it in for you. So
fair enough.
And just so you know, I was saving this for later. I saw your fight, and Superman wins. So
I don't agree with that one.
Well, here's the thing. Superman doesn't have any limits. Thor has limits. He's been
true.
Beaten
very
time
true.
And time again.
True.
But that's not really an issue for Superman, because Superman is a character that was made to be unbeatable. To
unless
be,
you like
to begin with.
Freeze him in kryptonite.
I don't think I've actually seen your fight yet, but the thing about your fight is without the money, without the armor, without the gadgets, Batman still knows kung fu.
Exactly.
So,
and then Iron Man's just a guy with a weird glowing heart.
Exactly. So that one kind of has to go Batman, I think. But that's just my opinion. And I have no ideas on yours.
You say there. A pigeon.
Opinion.
A pigeon. That's your opinion.
Opinion.
A pigeon.
Hey, we all have opinions.
I'm out of room on this paper, but I'll make
I'm
it work.
I'm out of room on the pigeons.
All right. So we have a speed round to do. I believe I gave you all the question earlier.
Si, senor.
Pulling up my stopwatch.
Oui, oui.
All right, we're going to go in the reverse order.
Da.
So we're going to go... who went last?
Peyton did.
Went last. So it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be...
Darn it.
Peyton, Anna, and then Tyler. And so the question is best superhero costume. All right. I just thought it was an interesting choice because I figured we're going to talk about superheroes inevitably anyway. So this could be any costume ever, comic book,
this is a tough
animated,
one.
Live action. I don't really care. So you're going to get roughly 30 seconds all to right. make your case, starting with you, Peyton, right now.
Okay, I'm going to go with Iron Man because he can make many different ones and he's not wearing the same thing every single time. Because as you saw in Iron Man 3, he had up to like 50 at least different suits of armor he had. And I know it's armor, but it's still considered a costume for him because he still has to protect himself and everything and show off who he really is. And it shows his heart as well through the suit. So I think that's pretty cool. But since he has a bunch of different ones and it's not the same thing and it's not tight around certain areas... that I think it's the best.
You're done.
Okay. That's what you're worried about.
All right, Anna, what would you pick?
Okay, I'm going to go with Batman because he's a bat, and I think the voice is part of it, too. I mean, like, whenever he puts on the suit, he's like, rah! So, yeah, that's basically my argument. I didn't think this went through very well.
Okay.
Because he's a bat.
Tyler.
So I'm actually going to go with an odd choice. I'm going to pick Spider-Man. Because I really think less is more, and he has just the perfect, simplistic, down-to-business, no capes, no helmets, no fancy gloves. It's just his suit and him doing business, and that's why I think Spider-Man's suit is just awesome.
Sorry, Anna.
Because he's a bat and a man.
Well today.
Before I tell you, my pick was actually going to be the armored bat suit from Batman v Superman.
I was thinking of that one.
Because that was pretty cool looking.
I haven't seen it yet. I have not seen the movie yet.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But yeah, that's totally what I meant. Can I win now?
No. Point is, though, I'm going to give it to Peyton because he does have like 50 of them. And I think they really do reflect his character and that he shows off. With them, and each one's made for a specific purpose
exactly.
to fulfill a specific person. But everyone does love Spider-Man still.
True.
So,
where's the Batman love?
Well, you said he was a bat. He's not technically a bat.
Five
Spider-Man
ago.
Is he's technically
like,
a spider.
He's
anyway,
shaped like a
all
bat.
Right, that concludes. That
mask.
Concludes the 10th round of Cinema Wars here on Cinema Central. We will be back next week with a very exciting round. Round 11, we're going to do something very different, and it's going to be awesome. So you do not want to miss out on that one. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Only here on Cinema Central.
The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.